It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Well, all right.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
And the best day of your life.
I got good news.
What?
It really is going to be.
Yeah, it is. This ain't no joke.
So far. Walked in here this morning, and Mitch left us a very encouraging note.
Yeah? Is that
it says,
Mitch?
Be awesome.
Be awesome. I would say it's from Celeste.
Really?
Yeah.
That looks like her handwriting.
I don't know which one. They both write like girls.
Which is good. Because they, yeah. Hey.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good morning. Yeah. It is Thursday. We're going to do some trivia later. We have a good trivia question. It is Thanksgiving related.
Ooh, all right.
That's right.
We got a Trivia Thursday coming up. We also have the Shroffs coming in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Aspen Project, mm-hmm. Project Zoe.
And he's probably Clay's probably bringing in a snake.
This is the rumor. I know he's bringing in something this morning.
It's probably a snake.
I know that you are terrified of snakes.
Yeah.
And I know that he is like that dude in the movies who was kind of like the jock bully high school.
Is he Brad from the ski movies?
I think so. Or Blaine.
Or Blair.
Starts with a B.
Chad.
Or a C.
Ugh.
His name is Clay.
The ski movies.
Ugh. So we'll be talking to them coming up a little later in the show as well. Speaking of bullies, we got a story about that coming up. One mom and her answer to bullied kids is causing some to stand and applaud, including some specialists, and others to frown upon, including some specialists.
Including.
So it's interesting. It just depends on where you got your degree, maybe.
Specialists.
There's been some experts who have said, this is correct, and this is right, and this is why. And others have said, no. No, this is wrong.
No.
It's all wrong. Apparently
somehow
those are all
I've
Hermione.
Ended up in Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
What am I to do with myself? My dress was handmade by me. I made it over the past 4 months. It was a major plot line within the show.
Speaking of major plot lines in lives, last night a major plot line happened in my life.
Everyone, I saw disaster happen. I witnessed just the saddest face I've ever seen on Steve-O Jeter's face. Sad.
So,
sadness.
Shall we tell this in Downton Abbey style?
Yes.
Okay, this is good. I like this.
We should both be girls.
So there we were.
There.
Solomon's porch.
Yes.
Yester-eve.
Preparing the dinner.
We were preparing for an amazing evening with Pastor Skip Heitzig for the Wednesday night study in the Book of Numbers.
Expound. As you can probably guess, we were so excited about the Book of Numbers. But it actually turned out to be very interesting.
I know, right?
It
that dude
good.
Can take anything.
It was different.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Anyway.
So there we were, leaving. We're leaving Solomon's porch to get our burger before, you know, the ceremonies.
A delicious hamburger.
So, as we leave, there are a couple young chaps.
Just young children running about.
Walking out the door, I thought, I shall be a good gentleman.
Woman.
Lady. And keep this door held for said children. Oh, what's that? I'm receiving a text message. So I pulled my phone out of my shirt.
He took it
pocket,
out of his dress pocket.
And as I turn and I'm holding the door for said children, he freaking bumped my arm and my iPhone fell to the ground and shattered.
And then Matthew died.
Oh, whoop. Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert!
Ah.
Oh, shattered.
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 Shattered along with his hopes and dreams and plans for a good night.
MyStaticRadio.com if you're on the webcam.
Ugh.
There's my iPhone. Yes, it's in a plastic bag because I keep getting glass on me because it truly, it was the saddest moment to date.
It was pretty rough.
I've never broken a phone. I've never ever in my life like broken something like this that was expensive. I even had a case on it and everything.
I know. It was
a case on it.
It flipped. It did like a karate flip. It was on the way down. Oh, face down.
Flip face down. And it just
it
like
sounded bad.
Oh
too.
Man.
It was like, and then it was like,
oh. And I knew. And so I was like, oh. And I turned, and even the kids were like staring at me, and he just goes, I'm sorry.
He goes, I'm sorry.
And then he just kept walking.
With that smile on his face, like, yeah. I just got the best of an adult.
Oh.
Ugh.
Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, sorry to hear about your phone, man.
It's all good. I have an appointment at Apple today.
Today.
Today's going to be the best day of your life so far.
I mean, so far, it's going to be awesome.
It's definitely better than last night.
We are going to get to hang out with Matt Hoops, Reliant K's here today, so that'll be fun.
Meet up with that joker later.
So that'll be fun. Yeah, after I go fix my phone.
Nice.
I'm gonna get a haircut. That's a big part of today.
This is our day. We're just telling you our day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. So, I actually just fell asleep at the gas station on my way home from work.
Oh no!
What'd you do that for?
Oh,
I just nodded off, man.
Unintentional.
Nice and cozy. I got the heated seats. It's all nice.
Oh yeah, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we need to wake you up.
That would be awesome. And your little show was, your little
dramedy?
Entertainment there, yes, was quite awesome.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Where are you headed to?
Not far.
Okay,
not
that's far. Good. What do you want to hear to wake you up this morning?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe you guys could just randomly scream in the mic or something, but that would probably annoy some other people.
My
but.
Voice isn't ready for that.
Got to warm up to that. We can do all our vocal warm-ups, yeah. We'll
that
just do
awesome.
Vocal warm-ups.
It's not ready.
There you go. So
Randomly all morning.
Don't
I gotta
fall
awake.
Asleep, dude. Don't fall asleep.
Don't do it.
You can do this. We
turn the
in you.
Heated seats off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Roll the windows down.
What? If I was ever having to drive overnight in the van, what would always keep me awake was coffee and sunflower seeds.
I like autopilot.
Autopilot?
Yeah.
You have autopilot?
Then you can just fall asleep.
Yeah.
You don't have that. That hasn't come out yet. That hasn't come out until 2018.
Did you know that they actually had to change the wording in the Winnebagos for cruise control and say that it's not autopilot or something? Because some lady... Oh. He put it on cruise control, got up to go make a sandwich, and rolled the Winnebago.
Oh, my god!
And she got, like, I don't know how much, but a stupid amount of money.
Wow.
Yeah. Gosh.
So did it used to say autopilot?
I don't think it's that autopilot, just cruise control.
She just assumed. She's like, oh, if I press this button, the car will drive itself. Great.
Yeah.
I've seen Minority Report. This makes sense.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Winnebago, more like lose-a-bago. I mean, am I right? Wait, that's the wrong one.
What if she had gotten up to make a bagel, and then it could be lose-a-bagel? Lose-a-bagel, am I right?
Lose-a-bagel.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are awesome.
All right, you too, man.
Good morning. Stay awake.
All right.
Later.
All right. Static.
Hello.
Hey, Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, she was making a bagel sandwich, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, anyways, hey, if you want to pull me off the air, Steve, I can tell you a decent place to get your phone fixed so we're not advertising and they don't charge you like the Apple price.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, I'll put you on hold then. Hang
all right. Put me on hold, brother.
Our listeners are helping us out. Hang on the line. If anybody has something they know that I could use for help, then you can call me.
Well, you are getting a haircut today.
And we'll put you on hold, and then you can tell me, are you a psychic reader?
I could help
you. Are
you
Mama Cleo, and you know my future? Or Miss Cleo? Do you remember Miss Cleo?
Mama Cleo, yeah. Hey, it's Miss Cleo.
Hey, call in now. Psychic
I talk with this fake accent, so you think
hey,
I'm real.
I'm actually from New Jersey. Hey, man, what's your psychic future calling now?
No!
You call those people and you're like, hey, 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 what do my shoes look like?
Yeah.
You wearing a Converse. What?
What?
How did she know?
That's what I was wearing.
What's my what's my shirt look like? Hey, it's a t-shirt.
What?
What?
She's a psychic.
Where am I going to college? Hey, you're not going to go to college. What? Why not? You're not going to graduate high school. Why not? What happens? But I got a football scholarship. You're going to break your arm next game. I think I switched into Italian.
You just turned into Mario. Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
It's me, Miss Cleo.
Wait, Miss Cleo, did you just change accents? No, man. No, man. No.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Time to get you going. Latest from Five Iron Frenzy.
Woo!
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now,
static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
The most important item of news for you to know today is that I will be getting a haircut.
Yep.
I say that out loud so many times so that I don't forget it myself.
I feel like you just got one.
I did recently. But it's the trim thing, right? You just trim it.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, okay.
You just trim it. It's just trim it.
Oh, okay. You're just getting like a bang trim.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bang trim. Sarah Palin says that she thinks the Pope may be too liberal.
There's a joke in there.
There's
somewhere.
There's somewhere.
Gosh.
Maybe dealing with insanity, like guns and I don't know. A Washington man's dog dragged a human leg home. We watched this
story.
Man,
this story.
Yeah, this. He's an old.
We didn't talk about the story.
No, we didn't.
But he's 93, right?
He's an elderly man. And he said, you can barely understand the guy in the video. He's like, man, and then how going, man, no.
And then there's like subtitles underneath. And you're like, what did he just say?
What did he say?
Dog drug a leg home. He freaked out and instead of calling the police, buried it in his front yard because he didn't want anybody to think he killed someone.
Yeah. So then 3 days later, he started feeling bad and finally called the police.
Amazing.
But he's not getting charged or anything, number one, because he's freaking old. And number two, because they found like the other parts of the body already.
Yeah.
You can't understand a word he's saying.
It was amazing.
And then it shows his daughter. Who is also elderly.
Old.
We're saying this,
like
man, 70. This man is
I think
elderly.
He really was 93.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
He is an elderly man. And he is set in his ways. And he wasn't going to take that leg to the police. He was going to bury it. And that's it.
He didn't want to.
That was it. That's all you could say.
I mean, that's it. Oh, man.
52% of Americans don't trust Obama.
52?
52.
That statistic is off.
This sheet of paper says the other 48% have been too busy watching the new Thor movie. There you go. Hey, if I needed an answer about booking a flight on American Airlines other than your little hell you lived through.
Uh-huh.
An American Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing due to a cracked windshield.
No way.
There you go.
Nope. Not doing it ever again.
What's cracking the windshield at 30,000 feet? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens. An Australian man jumped out of his car on a busy freeway, then began headbutting other cars.
Stop it right now.
He did stop.
Mad Max.
He was upset. A formerly homeless dog discovered in a dump has become the first dog to climb Mount Everest. Boom! Success story. In the arms of the angel. 6 months until this is on a commercial. 6 months until this dog is looking like Captain American dog up on top of Mount Everest. And they're like, he was homeless once. You can change the lives of other animals. And then it'll show a dog like sitting at a computer. And it'll show a dog like operating on a human. And then it'll show a dog driving a car. It's like, what could you do to help an animal today? In the arms of an angel. A California father and his adult son told police that they'd kidnapped the father's ex-wife in order to perform an exorcism on her.
Okay.
Getting creepy.
What?
Getting creepy.
Just a little.
That's, you need to calm down.
Okay.
It says in the Bible not to be known as a thief or a meddler or a liar. So you can't just go around justifying doing crazy stuff.
Probably should.
We're doing
steal.
Exorcism, right? Yeah. This is good. This is good. This is the right thing to do. We'll just kidnap her. You know, she, things are good now. It's been a couple years. No. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, who confessed to smoking crack, was called before the city council where he admitted that he was the one that had purchased the crack. Because I think his story was, if I remember right, his story first was he had been with some people.
Isn't
and they were all smoking crack. And then now he's like, well, no, I mean, I bought it. An investigation has revealed that the U.S. Navy was conned into paying $1.6 million for silencers that only cost $8,000.
What?
$1.6. That's a travesty. That sucks.
Slightly.
Somebody was not being very intelligent when that deal went down, or they were being really intelligent and pocketing a lot of money.
Ooh.
Boom. Conspiracy. A Florida family is upset after a female family member was thrown into jail with men. Wow, because the examining nurse determined she was a man.
What?
Whoa.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
How does that... Well, I mean, I shouldn't say how does that happen, because
right.
I think I know how it, that happens.
Yeah.
But like, that's just...
I don't have any more information. Thanks, sheet of paper. You don't give me what I need. How am I supposed to report the news if you don't tell me the whole story? Idiot paper. Federal authorities arrested two men for swindling hockey players out of millions with phony investments. Lots of swindling going on.
I know,
today.
Right?
Let's read something something different. Hey, next time you go in for a checkup, don't be surprised if your doctor gets on your case about your weight, man. Get off my case, man.
About my weight?
Yep, the medical profession has issued new guidelines for fighting the nation's obesity epidemic.
Mm.
And they urge physicians to be a lot more aggressive about helping patients drop those extra pounds. The guidelines are pretty simple. Doctors should calculate your body mass index, a weight to height ratio. And if you need to lose weight, they should come up with a plan and send you to counseling.
Wow.
One doctor who crafted the new guidelines put it, "We recognize that telling patients to lose weight is not enough. So now you're going to go in, you're going to get outfitted with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, hey, you go start meeting with this person, they're going to help you out. And then it's all up to you, friend. So if you go to the doctor and they're like, hey, we got to do something about this, don't be surprised because I told you about it, number one. And number two, do it.
Maybe
change
they
your
should
life.
Just start doing that. Like, maybe the Biggest Loser should just start.
Oh,
huh?
Speaking of the Biggest Loser, did you see what happened?
No.
Oh, what's her face? Jillian.
I've never seen the show.
Jillian the...
workout
exercise
girl?
Lady?
Uh-huh.
She got in trouble.
Really?
Because she gave her team a caffeine pill supplement instead of, like, getting them to drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
Because in her professional opinion, she said the caffeine supplement was way better for your body than drinking lots of coffee. So she gave them this but didn't ask permission and didn't get it cleared. And they kind of kept it under wraps, but then somebody let it slip, and she got in trouble, and the team got penalized, like, for real. And then they were like, do you have to say anything? She was like, I feel bad that my team's having to suffer, but it is my professional opinion, and I stand by it, that caffeine pills are slightly better for you than coffee.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. This really went down.
Oh, okay.
Is it scripted? Probably.
Right.
But it went down.
Huh.
Next thing you know, there's going to be a commercial.
I was just about to say, I wonder if it was sponsored by some like caffeine pill or
and
something.
And Jesse from Saved by the Bell is going to be going, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Hold me, Zach. And then Zach's like, you know I will. I'll hold every girl in this world because I'm Zach Morris. And then little kid me is like, that's how you're supposed to deal with girls.
Oh, dear.
I got it. I got this. All I need now is a cell phone. And it worked. Social media. Okay. This is kind of serious, kind of crazy.
Okay.
If you would have asked last year what's the number one activity on the web, pornography would have been number one. But
really?
Social media has overtaken pornography as the number one activity, the number one most popular thing on the internet. It's now social media. Small victory, but not really a victory.
I know. I'm like, I want to say that that's a good
thing. It's kind of like we're living our own second life.
Gosh.
Have you ever seen that Second Life or Half-Life or whatever it is? Second Life
game?
Yeah,
Second Life, yeah.
And then you can fly?
Oh, I don't know.
You can fly around.
I've never played it, no.
You don't have an avatar?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Dude.
Yeah, you do. His name is Steven, and he can fly.
My avatar's name is Jack, and he's 10 years old.
Oh, that's your son. Hey, guys, I've got an important news bulletin for you. It's kind of gross, ladies, but deal with it, so... Guys, are you having problems with splashback when you have to pee in a urinal?
Okay.
Let's be honest. Now, it's when you're a guy, you can't wear sandals to the urinal. You can't wear flip-flops, and you definitely don't go in there barefoot.
This is
don't
quite
do
true.
It. Especially
quite
if
true.
You're at a truck stop. It's 2 in the morning, and you're driving overnight. Don't right. go in there barefoot. It's
Come
not
on,
a good
bands.
Idea. I don't have experience, maybe. But anyway... Science has figured out the exact perfect way that you can pee at a urinal.
No way.
To keep things clean. This is
science.
Really
this is a breakthrough.
Through high-speed video footage of a simulated male urine stream, researchers show that reduced splash can be achieved by moving closer to the urinal and decreasing the impact angle. Thank you, science.
Wow.
Modern. We're modern people now.
Scientists
We live
that.
In a brave new world. We don't need old methods of peeing in a urinal. We don't need those. We throw those out. We got dogs climbing Mount Everest. We got dogs operating on humans. All the while, Sarah McLachlan is singing behind them saying, take this caffeine pill. It's better for you. Because you just got home from the doctor, and the doctor's like, hey, guess what? You're fat. You need to fix this. This is the modern world.
Whoa. You just incorporated all breaking news.
All the while,
news.
Everybody hates Obama.
Into everything. That was incredible.
Is your breaking news, everyone?
That was impressive.
You're welcome.
Birthdays are up next. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. What are you doing today?
Chilling? What
no,
are you doing?
No, I'm talking to them.
Oh. Sorry.
But I can't hear them.
Because I just feel like you're talking to me. I'm like, well, you know what I'm doing. I got to go get my phone
yeah,
fixed.
Yeah, I know your day.
We got to go to get your hair cut. We're hanging out with Hoops.
Ugh.
And Lion K's here.
It's going to be fun.
So.
Hey, what time is it?
You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
Birthdays.
Now?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them special days.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Just remember, Steve.
What?
There's always someone you can turn to.
Dang.
Every time when you drop your phone. Mr. Telephone Man.
Yes!
Whether your baby's giving the click on the line or you drop your phone.
Man, I dropped my phone. It's not funny.
He dropped it like it was hot.
I shattered it.
Oh, man, I had to go there. Sorry.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
It looks crushed like my heart.
You just made me so happy with all
of
that.
Oh, man, that was incredible.
Yeah, well, so yeah. What are you going to do?
I got to go get it replaced or fixed or whatevered.
So Mr.
I got an appointment this morning when I'm done with said show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, before we jump right into, you know, birthdays, celebs and all that.
Yeah.
Got a Ooh. Special birthday today.
Wow.
It's a staff birthday, isn't it?
It is.
I remembered.
It is a staff birthday.
Close your eyes. Have no fear.
Hold on.
Okay. I know, I'm like, I'm trying to.
The monster's gone. He's on. Your dad is here.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Want to wish Seamus a happy birthday?
No way! Oh. Is Seamus' birthday today?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Happy birthday, Seamus.
He made you a burger last
he
night.
He did make us burger last
man,
night, and it was
delicious.
Man.
That's my second youngest turning 19 today.
Wow, Seamus is 19. He's not the only, like, bro birthday today.
Bro day.
Okay.
I just got a text in from my buddy Mike.
Yeah?
It's his wife, Cynthia's birthday. Cynthia from the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce.
No!
Today's Cynthia's birthday!
Happy birthday, Cynthia!
Big old shout out to Cynthia. What?
What?
That's awesome. What? She's amazing.
So. I bet her dad didn't go on the radio and play John Lennon.
No,
her husband texted his friend who is in radio and said, "Will you wish my wife happy birthday?" So I'm doing that for Mike.
Hang on, I'm
happy birthday, Mike.
I don't have any friends. Hang on.
Happy birthday, Cynthia.
Checking my email to see if I have any friends.
No friends.
No friends. Sorry.
My bad.
Kind of it's okay.
I'm here.
I'm used to.
Mine's in July.
All right. Woo! Which reminds me, hey, don't let me forget to call and sing to James.
Okay. I'll sing to him.
It's the 318th day of 2013. There's only 47 days remaining.
That's crazy.
And today is the birthday of an American political satirist, journalist, writer, and author named P.J. O'Rourke.
Oh, wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, me either. That's great.
I didn't think you would.
Political satirist. Well, he must be old since that's not really a new job that people are looking for.
62.
66.
Oh, man.
So close.
All right.
You were close, man.
I don't think you ever watched this show, but I did. From The Cutting Edge. Played Shoeless Joe Jackson on 8 Men Out. And he was in the movie Dinosaur as a voice, I believe. And he was in Jericho. This is Jericho.
I was going to say Ray Liotta, but that was a different movie.
That was different.
That was Shoeless Joe.
Are you talking
Field
about
of Dreams?
Are you talking about Disney's Dinosaur?
I'm talking about D.B. Sweeney celebrating a birthday today.
He was also in the Spawn movie.
Yeah.
Who was he?
He was the partner.
Oh.
Yeah.
That movie was terrible.
Come on.
It was.
Man.
Come on,
man. It was terrible.
How old's D.B.?
I'm going to say 50.
I'm going to say 51.
52.
Ah!
Nicely tried.
Yeah.
Trying to go.
We got
music.
H, her stories are on.
Oh, yeah.
From Vegas, Transformers, and All My Children.
The mom from Transformers.
Josh.
Oh.
Duhamel?
Oh, Duhamel. Oh.
Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
That's the people tell me I look like him when my hair's cut real short.
Yep.
All
he's
right.
in Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Oh.
Las Vegas. Sorry. Las Vegas.
Oh, I remember that failed show that lasted not long. Okay.
Hey, All My Children was a hit.
Yeah.
Hey.
He was also in Tad. What was that movie called?
Tad Hamilton.
Yeah.
I know that because I have a cousin named Tad.
Really?
Yeah, well, I really do. That's believable.
Hey. That's funny that you said the stories thing because our status this morning was don't talk to me when I'm watching my stories. Team Awesome Morning Party.
How old's Josh?
He's married to Fergie.
He is married to Fergie.
Really?
I'm going to say 42.
Oh, man. 37.
41.
Ah!
So close.
Yeah, kind of close. From this show, also in Saving Grace. And she was the love interest in Quigley Down Under.
Wait. I remember that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She was a crazy
Tom
lady?
Crazy lady.
Yeah, remember the crazy lady he had to carry through the desert?
I do not remember. I don't know.
Laura San Giacomo.
Oh, man. I'd have to see a picture.
Yeah, you'd know her to see her. She was on Just Shoot Me. She played George Segal's daughter.
Oh, wait. Maya? Did she play Maya?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I love that show. That was fun. David Spade.
54.
46.
52.
Ah! I've been so close!
Yeah, kind of. All right, so from Rules of Engagement and... Hold on. Wait for it.
Ah, yes.
Also in The Tick. Live action.
Oh, is it? It's the guy that played the boyfriend.
Yes.
Was he the guy that liked Christian music?
Yes.
Putty.
Yes.
That episode was so funny.
Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton celebrating a birthday.
This guy's amazing.
Oh yeah, you're stupid.
Whoa, he was awesome.
Maybe
dude,
you're up.
Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, right.
Oh, was he Kronk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, he's incredible.
Ah.
Oh.
Put your hands in the air.
Tell you what's stupid.
He's 45.
44.
He's 49. All right. This is I think this is probably a favorite of someone.
Me.
You think?
No.
Okay, let's try.
Yes.
Pianist. Yanni.
Yanni. Oh. I've never really listened to him or been to his restaurant.
Yanni. Oh yeah. Is he the one that's always having the labor strikes?
Yeah. Across the street from Astro Zombies? Yes.
It's like the people are out there like, shame on you, Yanni's. And then Yanni says a sign that says, we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, it's amazing.
These people are crazy.
It's the first time I've ever seen anybody actually interact with the labor strike
people. It's the first time I've ever seen
people.
A building argue with people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just a building. Leave me alone. This was cool in the 70s.
How old do you think Yanni is?
59.
Don't bother guessing. He's 59.
Yeah, I knew I was gonna get one sooner or later.
You need since you know him so well, you need to talk to him about the labor strike.
I will.
Shame on you, Yanni. Shame on you.
I didn't do anything. Oh man, absolutely amazing. Tonight we'll make history. Yes,
slime,
honey.
Anyone?
No, 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 wait. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time. What song is this?
You want some help? Stay with you here tonight. Here you go.
Thank you. Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Really?
Nope.
I'm afraid I don't know it either.
Oh, you guys. What are we going to do?
You got to learn
it. Is this a big one? Is this like their big hit?
Yeah. You'll know it.
Is it called Mama? Oh, Mama,
I can hear you. Nope.
Yeah, all the oldie people are going, come on, man!
They're screaming.
Yeah.
Slow down, old people. Is coming
down from the gallows. You ready?
Is that Tim Skipper?
Nah, it's gone.
Here you go. Ready?
No clue.
I love it.
Oh, man.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Steve-O.
What? Okay. Is it REO Speedwagon?
Oh, that age.
'Cause I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Is it Foreigner? No?
No, it's not Foreigner.
Now, here, you'll know this one.
Although, when I was talking to my mom about the Nine Inch Nails show and the incredible production, she said, that reminds me of when I saw Foreigner and they played Jukebox Hero and this 30-foot-tall jukebox came out from the back of the stage.
You didn't get a text yet or anything? Anyone trying to help you out?
Don said, wait, Tim to the rescue. Tim just said, learn sticks.
Oh, sticks?
Yeah. Yeah, here you
Adam
go.
Adam Sandler would be so upset with us right now.
Probably.
I'm going to say, I'm sorry, sir.
All right. It's guitarist James Young from Styx. It's his birthday day. You guys will know the next one.
Styx. He is 54.
Um,
61. 64.
Ah!
All right, here we go.
This is my recital.
Oh, wow.
I think it's very
that was
vital.
Instant.
To rock around, that's right on time. Here we go. It's trick to rock around, to rock
raise
around.
Raise
the roof. That's right on time. It's tricky.
Raise what? The roof.
It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's trick to rock around, to rock around. That's right on time. It's tricky.
You know everything.
It's tricky, tricky, tricky.
That's because I wasn't listening to Styx. I was busy listening to Run DMC! Tim Skipper! You ever need a hype man or an MC in your band? Call
Coon.
You
know who to call.
Coon got nothing on me.
Reverend Run's birthday.
Reverend Run! Rev Run is... Oh, man. He is, How old was Chuck D? I feel like they were around the same age. Remember? Didn't Chuck D just have a birthday? He is 51. Like this.
53. 49.
Oh, you were close, friend.
Yeah. And we're not done. Here you go.
Oh, snap.
Is it Travis Barker's birthday?
It is.
Yes, yeah, Travis's birthday.
That's awesome. So, the other day, Josh Dunn put up a picture of him and Travis Barker hanging out. And I texted him, like, what? What? And he said, it was awesome. That's cool. And then my other friend, Dustin, went to one of the shows last night.
For those who have no idea who you're talking about.
He's a drummer for Blink-182.
No. But his buddy Josh is the drummer for 21 Pilots.
All right.
Yeah. And Dustin is like their merch guy. Or he used to be House Heroes merch guy. And now Dustin goes on the road with him. But he's also an actor in Hollywood. Actor / model. I got your back, Dustin.
All right.
I think you look great.
Travis Barker.
Travis Barker.
Laying down a beat and celebrating a birthday.
Amazing.
How old do you think he is?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, but I love this song.
I know, me too.
Okay. 30. No. He was younger than the rest of them. And Mark is in his 30. He's almost 40. 32.
32? Travis Barker is not younger than me.
I don't know, man. He was young when he joined the band.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
I can't treat you tonight. I need somebody always.
Okay, he's 36.
38.
Close.
We are two dates.
Woo!
On this date in what year aviation pioneer Eugene Eli performed the first takeoff from a ship in Hampton Roads, Virginia.
Ooh, wow.
Took off from a makeshift deck on the light cruiser USS Birmingham in a Curtis Pusher.
Oh, man.
Well, we didn't invent the airplane until
the Wright brothers in 1964. So,
actually, I'm going to guess that. I'm going to guess 1964.
1951.
1910.
Wow.
Nope.
1910.
No. That's false.
Off of a...
False, Steve-er. False.
Steve-o, give me some Holiday Road.
Holiday Road.
Yep.
It's right here.
All right, so on this date in what year, pioneer woman journalist Nellie Bly, otherwise known as Elizabeth Cochran, began a successful attempt to travel around the world in less than 80 days.
By way, how did they travel?
Around the world.
Yeah, I know, but like in a balloon or like...
Well, if it took 80 days, consider that.
So it's not, we're not talking Concorde jets. 1894.
Oh, man. 1907?
1889.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1889. All right, enough of the Holiday Road. Oh, yeah. On this date in what year, Danville, Virginia inventor David Bivens introduced his automatic people wash. Advice with large spinning brushes, similar to those that he invented decades earlier to wash cars and... to wash trucks.
Sounds like a good time. You might not ever get rich. You and all your friends could just go to the people wash.
Oh, it's so weird. That is so weird.
No, it's cool, man. It's just a new expression of friendship.
It just thinking about that logistically just sounds painful.
Wait, I got it. Working at the people wash.
Working at the people wash. In 19... 64. I'm going to say 1964 again.
Hey.
When was the people wash invented?
I say 1963.
1992.
Oh, okay.
All right, good.
All right, so today is November 14th. We're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. But it's always a good day to thank the Lord. It's International Girls Day.
Oh, great. Two girls work here. They're gonna come in all privileged.
Today is Loosen Up and Lighten Up Day.
How can I lighten up, Steve, when my phone broke?
Call the telephone man.
It can still light up. Ha ha!
Wow.
Today's National American Teddy Bear Day.
Oh, American Teddy Bear Day?
National. It's National American Teddy Bear Day.
So we're talking like Ted or Teddy Ruxpin.
You know, it was
Who
fashioned.
British,
it was,
right?
Didn't have something to do with Teddy Roosevelt.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it did. It's National Pickle Day.
Pickle Day?
It's also World Diabetes Day.
So, like, World Diabetes Awareness, or like...
It says, today is World Diabetes Day.
Huh.
I don't know what to tell you.
Interesting.
You can look it up. All see right. what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Today is Operating Room Nurse Day.
Huh, okay.
That'd be my dad.
Hey!
Yeah.
My dad was the family gas passer.
Nice!
He was a nurse anesthetist.
Yes.
No!
Yep.
And it's Guacamole Day.
Down with
that.
That
is
Come
all.
On.
Guacamole.
It is Thursday. It's also Be Awesome Day. At least that's what our letter tells us today. We got to be awesome. So we're going to try our best.
We're going to try it. We're going to try it.
Do or do not, there's no try. So we will be awesome.
Today is also Albuquerque Reliant K Day.
That's right. We're going to be hanging out with those guys. We got the Shroffs coming in. We got Trivia Thursday. We got more of this year's show on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Well, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
I'm excited.
We're going to do trivia in a little while.
Yeah, we got Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
We've got the Shroffs coming in from the Aspen Project. Going to talk some Project Zoe. Going to talk the Aspen Project. Going to talk about this vote.
There's a vote coming up.
Yeah, Tuesday the 19th. You can early vote now. Talk about that coming up as well.
Yes.
Came back from Soaps.
Sopo. From the Soaps.
You got a chai tea latte thingy?
Thingy.
I'm not like necessarily a super tea dude. I like sweet tea.
Yeah?
I was reading this article and I'm kind of freaking out. When you're sick, have you ever tried using one of those crazy like neti pot things?
Yes, I have. And you have to be careful with those.
It freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like I tried once and my wife thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
It is funny to watch.
I'm weird about water in my nose. I don't know. I get really weird about stuff like that. It freaks me out.
Not the neti pot thing, but there's another one. Well, it's kind of just like where you... It's not a neti pot, but it's like you just squirt the water in your nose. Dawn was doing that for a little while. It cleared out her because she was having problems with her like drainage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Voice.
Yeah.
And that was messing with her voice. So she did that. And then Dave used to do it a lot.
See, we went last week. The boys had to go get flu shots or whatever. And two of the three got the shot. One of them was like... No, man. I'm getting the mist.
Give me the mist.
Give me the mist. Give me the mist. And so we went in there, and I'm watching these boys, and like, so Luke gets the shot. Boom. You know, and Brody got stuck. Boom. And then Jack, our oldest, is like, give me the mist. And I was watching him get the mist, and I was more terrified of mist.
Oh, what is that?
I'm like, what are you doing? That? You're squirting like water up his nose, and then he's got to snort it?
Whoa.
Ah!
Ugh.
I was freaking out. So it should come as no surprise that this is a little terrifying to me. Tea, you know, there's plenty of different kinds of teas. You got the chai tea. There's like my sweet tea action going on. There's
it's good,
some,
man.
Chrissy makes this crazy like, have you ever had her like basil mint tea that she makes?
Yes.
Oh, man, that stuff
See,
is amazing.
See, I'm trying to come off so much caffeine.
Yeah.
Because for a while there, I was just like constantly drinking coffee.
Man, last night we came to Wednesday night service here and... it's later. It's at 7 p.m. And so we're like, oh, man, it's like bedtime. We got to stay awake. So we were sucking down coffee last night, which I think was probably a bad idea.
It was counterproductive.
It was very
counterproductive. Because it ended up just like,
man.
Because right now we're trying to book this flight for a possible show, and I'm just like laying there stressing out. And the coffee was keeping me awake, and I was just like, in those moments, sometimes I'll just find myself praying, like, God, what's wrong with me? Why can't I sleep?
Tea's supposed to be like this relaxing thing, this calming thing. So maybe tea is what we should have had at night because there's still like caffeine in it, but it makes
but
you feel
not,
a little relaxed,
not
like crazy.
Much. It's like calm.
Well, here's the thing. I found this new way to experience tea.
Tea.
Camellia's Tea House in London decided to create tea that you could experience differently. Okay. And it's freaking me out. This is a new tea that you inhale instead of sip.
What?
Yeah, it debuted at the Experimental Food Society Spectacular 2013. It set up a breathable tea room that housed cups of vaporized tea, and you snort this tea. I'm freaking out just thinking about it right now.
I don't know, man. Snorting tea?
They had this tea party. You grab a straw, and you inhale the drink. You sniff the tea. I'm freaking out. I can't read this anymore.
Reminds me of my days back at Studio 54 in the 70s.
Stop it.
We didn't know what we were snorting back then. It was just lines everywhere.
There's tea that you're snorting. You're snorting tea.
I don't like
tea. Like water, any water, anything going into my nostril freaks me out. And the idea of people doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it bothers me when I have a loogie.
Right.
And I have to go, Yeah.
You don't have to do that. You can actually blow your nose instead.
No,
get a
refusal.
Tissue.
Refusal.
Man.
Nope.
Anyways,
I blow my nose.
I don't think I could do that. 505-338-3700. New tea experience.
You're not gonna find me snorting the tea. No, you watch.
This
ten
isn't
years,
like tea leaves. You're actually snorting like the drink. This
ten,
is
in 10 years they're gonna come out with a study on Dateline or 2020.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be like 10 years ago a new trend happened. And now all of these people are mutants.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like, and they all grew extra ears on their nose.
Yeah. Speaking of liquids in odd places. Oh,
that's
man.
A good intro.
Thank you.
That could
Thank
go
you.
Many directions.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who knows which one it's going to take?
Yeah.
Not me.
Robert D. Burkew.
Woo!
Of Sarnia, Ontario, Canada.
Canada, what do you know?
Testified this last week in court that he wasn't driving drunk.
No.
You see, he was pulled over. His breathalyzer showed that his blood alcohol level was 25% above the legal driving limit. And he testified in court that it was because he was trying to prove Jesus right. End quote.
Okay, wait.
Yeah. He says that...
I don't think there's a documented case of drinking and driving in the Bible.
Right. He says the reason his breathalyzer showed that 25% is he was trying to prove Jesus right. He says he didn't drink anything.
Oh.
He says he poured alcohol into his ears to test his theory about how Jesus possibly healed the deaf.
By pouring alcohol
this
in their
real.
Ears? Come on, people.
This is real life. This really happened. Did I mention it was in Canada?
Now, so, is it a healing or is it just pouring alcohol in your ears? Because I've been pouring alcohol in my ears since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you get like a swimmer's ear and you pour alcohol in there.
What, like rubbing alcohol?
Yeah.
You pour alcohol in your ears?
Yeah. It's Maybe. That, look, when you go get that stuff that you put in your ear for swim ear, look at the ingredients. It's like 90% rubbing alcohol.
Oh, see, no. Nope.
So you've been doing that.
So this dude says, I don't do that. I don't,
you don't
put anything in my... No!
When you, oh, wait. Oh, have you ever been swimming?
I was on the swim team.
So you never got like...
No.
Really?
No. Yeah, you just... I had a cap.
You wore a cap?
No, like, yeah, I was the nerdy kid. I had a Speedo and a cap, and my mom wondered why
that's
was
embarrassment
constantly
enough.
Getting picked on.
That's fine, man.
Yeah.
You had your own torturous experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, though.
I'm glad I did. I'm glad you got to relive that on this cold fall day. So what happened with this guy?
Well, he says that he poured alcohol into his ears to test his theory of how Jesus possibly healed the deaf. That's what triggered a false breathalyzer reading.
Of course.
Not the 3 beers he drank shortly before being pulled over.
Nah, man. Wasn't that?
What is happening with this world?
Wasn't that? It's really, it's easy for me to understand why he's passing the buck here.
Yeah.
Because when I do something wrong, I don't want to be blamed for it.
Right, obviously.
So I'm totally with this man.
Yeah, way
easier. Who better to blame it on than, you know, the Lord?
Right. Trying to test a theory about, you know, and I'm still trying to figure out, like, where this is found in Scripture or what he was trying to...
It's just, it's the same thing as when you're in, like, high school or college and you like this girl and you're all obsessed with her and then you start liking this other girl and you're like, oh, no, I think God's telling me to break up all of a sudden. Pretty sure that's what I just... That leaf just fell down and I was like, yeah, God said, you got to let this fall away like that leaf, my son. And so that's why I'm breaking up with you, girl, because the Lord told me to. So if you have a problem with it, you should just take it up with him. It's fun being a Christian.
Man, that's terrible and true.
So
people
true.
Use it as an excuse to just, oh, man.
Yeah. Think about that, people.
There you go. On the way, we're going to be giving away some fun stuff. So yeah. be keeping it locked here.
Keep it locked here.
We got some Lobo women's basketball tickets, actually, with parking passes and everything.
We're also going to go through the list of the biggest money-making movies of last year and ruin the plot lines for you in case you haven't seen them.
Woo! Yeah.
We'll tell you all the endings.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Can't focus right now because there's a big possibility of a snake being in the studio. I cannot
Dude, you
focus.
You are so nervous.
I'm upset.
I haven't seen you this
I'm
nervous
upset.
In a long time.
I'm visibly upset. I'm going to start
I
sweating.
See it.
Traffic. There's construction somewhere in this city. Be careful. Where's the snake at?
You got to do better traffic than that. People are depending upon you.
Okay, there is construction going on at I-25 in Paseo. You know it. I know it. It's crazy. Let's all be careful. There's a little bit of congestion over here on this road. Ellison. And is that... what is this road, Steve-O?
What road?
Is that Ellison?
Yeah.
This one? Okay.
Yeah.
On Ellison... close to Coors, there is a little bit of congestion, so be careful. And it looks like 40 East, right before you get to the Big I, is starting to get kind of congested.
All right.
But that's your look at traffic right now. If I see a snake, I'm going to throw up.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch 4001. Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
I wore my new shirt today, and if there's a snake on it, I'm never going to be able to wear it again. There's only one thing that can make me feel better, and I'm about to talk about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
We're going into this quick little blurb before they get back.
Okay.
I saw a video, a heartwarming video. Hey, wait. Do we have any, like, romantic, like, make you feel better? Nah, this is too serious for me.
Okay.
What about...
No, power of
this
love.
One. Yes. You know, when you hear this song, it can only be about one girl in my life, and that's J-Law.
I was going to say Dawn.
Sorry,
I was
Dawn.
Wrong.
Jennifer Lawrence. There was a video of her. She left the red carpet because she saw this sweet little fan.
This is a great story.
She has some kind of like a debilitating like disease thing. The girl was 15, and Jennifer Lawrence saw her over there, and she crossed the red carpet. She crossed it and went over there and just bent down and just talked to her, and that little girl was crying.
Dude.
And she was just, she hugged her and just talked to her, and they took pictures, and she gave her another hug, a little kiss on the cheek. And you could tell it just made that little, man, Jennifer Lawrence is cool.
You told the story, and I was like.
I was crying when I told it. I was like, and then.
And then she just...
And my heart, it cried tears of joy.
Yep.
My heart cried.
It's not every day you see something like that. That was very, very cool. She seems very genuine.
She seems like she's real down to earth.
So,
and that's kind of her... Good thing for her, because that's her image.
Yeah.
You know? So she gets to kind of be normal.
Yeah.
Because that's like her image, is
right.
A normal girl.
Yeah.
Kudos for her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then you have the other end of the spectrum where it's like... Britney Spears or Lady Gaga, where their image is just...
Miley.
Wearing a meat dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Miley smoking pot at the award show because she's so cool. You know? And then you have something like this where it's like, wow, she just hugged that girl, that poor little girl.
Which was really cool because we saw the story and she just, on the red carpet, interviews and...
She's doing stuff
and
then she looks over and she's like, nope.
Boom. Yeah. I'm going to hang out with that little girl.
And that was cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. Good job, J-Law.
Yeah, that was my J-Law. J-Law blurb. J-Law blurb.
I know you're freaking out. You're trying to be comfortable in this
situation.
Well,
I'm trying to distract myself from the fact that I'm probably going to come face-to-face with my greatest enemy.
Coming up very, very soon.
We're also going to be talking about some really important stuff, and I'm going to have to leave the room because you guys are talking about really important stuff, and I'm just going to be screaming.
Sounded like a snake rattle there. Did you hear that?
Yeah. You know what? If it kills me, that's fine. I've just resigned myself. If the Lord
Workers
takes me out, if he takes me out via snake, then Dawn, you'll know you have to avenge me by killing all the snakes.
No, no, no. It's like Bible times. She'll have to just be my co-host because...
Okay, that's fine.
I'll need a replacement.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in Bible times where, like, if somebody died and then the brother or somebody would have to, like, take over for the wife or whatever. So in this situation, if something happens to you, Dawn has to take over your co-hosting duties.
Yep.
It's the way it works.
I need to go back and make sure I haven't sold her already.
She's really funny.
In case that happens. Kidding.
No, this wins.
Kidding.
This wins.
You don't sell your wife. I found out if you try to do that, you just get punched.
So coming up very, very soon, Clay Schroff and Michelle Schroff from the Aspen Project going to be in here. Now, Michelle has made it clear that, like, before they got married, no snakes!
Yeah, but she's not here. Only Clay is here.
I saw him come in with two cups of coffee, so there's a good chance she's going to be
here as well.
Probably
for the snake. Or it's to give me more energy so I can avert.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, mystaticradio.com, that's the website.
Yes.
You get there. There's a webcam. I recommend you check it out.
Oh, you know what's going on, don't you?
No. Hey.
Liar.
Hey.
Liar.
Look at me.
Liar.
I promise you.
On your phone.
I don't know. Yes, I promise you. I don't know what's going on.
On your new phone.
I don't hang out with him that much. I don't know. I'm always with you. When would I have had time to devise something crazy?
Yesterday.
No.
When I went to get the mail.
Stop it.
You had 30 minutes.
You
30
minutes.
You are
really freaking out about this.
I'm okay.
Yeah, we're good. Coming up right after the break, got some Hillsong United and the Schroffs in studio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Heart attack.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, snap.
Hello, 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 hello.
Welcome to your 8 o'clock hour.
Mountain time.
I feel like I need to say that because we got people listening all over the world.
We got peeps
the world.
Listening. The world. We have peeps listening all over the world.
Hey, speaking of terrible accents, coming up... Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
We have stuff to give away. Right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff in here. We got Lobo, Lady Lobo women's basketball tickets.
Ooh.
We got like parking passes and stuff. We're going legit for this.
Hey, we got a comment about music on our Facebook I want to read.
Oh, okay.
It's from our boy Mark.
Okay.
Not Bus Rider Mark, a different Mark.
Different Mark, a Mark
we
don't know.
Man, what happened to Static Radio? It used to have such great rock bands, and now it's all weird folk alternative music with lots of banjos, LOL.
What?
I also never understood why you guys got rid of all the hardcore metal nights either and kept the hip-hop nights, frowny face.
Thanks for the comment.
Thank you,
Mark. Hilarious because I'm looking, I'm like, well, next we got Switchfoot, we've got Chevelle after that, we've got House of Heroes.
Yeah.
This last hour we played.
Some people just hate banjos.
I guess. What about the fact that, like, this last hour we played the Black Keys, some Paramore in there?
You can't please everybody.
Okay. Okay. I'll stop.
That's all it is.
I'll stop.
Don't worry, Mark. One day we'll have a metal show again.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
And for Caleb. And for
the three
David.
Other people that miss that.
Our three guys that always talk to us about metal. No, we had a couple more, though, the other day.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. When you're a Christian station, you have to, like, it's all of a sudden you're not in a format anymore. You have to play every kind of music you possibly can.
Yeah, it is a melting pot.
Hey, there we go. There is a snake in here. There is a snake in the room. Call my mom.
I did not.
Oh, that's a boa constrictor.
I did not know about this.
What's this?
Okay.
That is a demon.
What is that?
There is a ghost demon. I'm going to take a picture of it. Here comes Mitch, too. That's going to be fun.
Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project.
Hey, Ghost Demon.
Good morning.
What did you bring in studio?
Well, we're
You guys have always talked just about the snakes and evil, and we just wanted, we're going to get him over his fear of snakes. He's going to hold a rattlesnake
today.
Wait.
Mitch is about to walk in studio.
Hold on. Michelle!
What?
Come here.
And just so the listeners know, we have Bob Myers from the International Rattlesnake Museum. He's located down in Old Town, who brought in, we have one rattlesnake and one ball python. So it's kind of cool.
I thought we were going to talk about the anti-abortion thing.
No, we are, for sure.
Just we're going to talk about while I'm evil. Holding a rattlesnake. Is what? That going to be like the object lesson?
Oh my gosh, that's really a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought for a minute.
Is it?
It was funny, and it was just boa constrictors. That's really a rattlesnake in studio.
I gotta be honest, I'm nervous.
We have a rattlesnake in studio, and it is on a chair that is not the most stable of things. Are we sure this is a good idea?
Now, does it feel threatened because of the snake stick?
If you hold out a stick, it'll bite you.
Oh, man, mystaticradio.com. You can jump on the webcam. There is a webcam there, which is exciting. Good morning, Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the studio.
I really have to hold it. I don't want to hold it.
A rattlesnake? You're not holding a rattlesnake. You
I'll
are
do
not
it.
Holding a rattlesnake.
If the Lord leads
no,
me, I'll do
no,
it. It's in
not.
The Bible. It said I can hold a snake, and if I'm really saved, it won't bite me.
Shut up.
Or
that
it'll bite me, and I
said.
Won't die. Just do it. Let's do it. Nike. Just give me the snake.
Oh, man. That is amazing. Okay, so, Clay, you're not the snake expert.
No, let me get out of here.
Yeah. Step up. We got to talk about this.
Step up to the microphone.
Yes. That is a real rattlesnake. Why is it white?
It's white. It's a ghost demon snake.
It is not a ghost demon snake. It is an albino rattlesnake.
Wow.
Ghost demon.
That is incredible.
I'm going to put and up a picture of it.
It's totally okay with you just like carting him around, hanging out random places.
He's probably a little concerned.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
So.
That's okay. So are we.
I'll tell you who's not concerned. That guy.
That is that a ball python over there? Or
is
what
a,
is that?
A ball python, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, a non-venomous snake.
Right. Yeah.
We could get out. We could.
Yeah, we could. Now, I've held a python before. No big deal.
No bigs.
It's just these guys that wait for me.
That is a for
when
real
I walk
rattlesnake.
Outside, they wait.
Okay, so
you the head, they won't bite you.
You run the rattlesnake
okay.
museum?
I do.
And what got you into wanting to have venomous, kill you snakes all around you?
Oh, well, I wouldn't put it that way. These are good guys. These are good predators. These animals are worth having around. They're important
to okay.
the environment. We forget about the benefits of having snakes around.
Yeah.
But they have the potential danger, especially the venomous snakes, so we want to give them a lot of clear space.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Clay, you delivered. You really
you delivered,
brought
Clay.
A rattlesnake into the studio.
You know what's kind of nice about doing stuff like this is we talk a lot about our fears and the things that are out there. And they're just all God's creation.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat to be able to bring something in that we just, it's a little out of adoption and taking care of kids.
The funny thing is, you were joking with Mateo about this, and I'm like, he's going to bring in a ball python. I believed you were going to bring in a snake, maybe a bull snake, and you kept saying you were going to bring in a rattlesnake. And I'm like, that's just crazy. Why would you do that? That's venomous and crazy and scary, and we have children. That's crazy.
You know,
no,
me,
you did that.
Me and my wife have a pre-numped agreement that I don't
I
get
know.
To bring in snakes.
She straight up talked about that last week on the air, how there are no snakes. There are, none snakes.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble the other day because we brought home a little water snake and it went through the house to make it to the pond. I was in trouble, but
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, so very, very cool.
I do know that Clay has quite a collection of turtles at home, though.
I love turtles.
He's not reptile free.
Kids and turtles.
Man, this is incredible. Okay, so you had mentioned this as an albino rattle. Is this like, obviously, I've never seen a snake like this. This is a very rare snake.
This is highly unusual. Even among albinos, this is unusual. This would be called an ivory albino western diamondback. So it's even a lighter color than most other albinos.
Okay.
Oh, it's so blurry. Is it bothering him when I'm taking pictures of him?
Is it bothering him when it's
ask him.
Is it a him?
He doesn't seem. I don't know. You know, good question. Don't know if it's a he or she.
Didn't bother to ask. Threw him in a glass cage and decided to stay away. Amazing. So, okay, handling snakes. You obviously have to do this regularly, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, but we use tools.
Okay.
We're not afraid of the snakes, but
right.
We do respect them.
Right.
And so they are moved around with tools, and we keep it totally safe. In a minute here, if you'd like, we could probably get that snake to rattle a little bit and make for more of a radio personality.
I don't know if we want to, I feel like all we're going to do is piss him off. And it's like, no, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. He's in a cage. So I've seen that movie. It usually goes awry. Do you really want to, can we get him up there? Really? You guys want to try and make him, you really want to anger the scary albino rare rattlesnake that looks like a crazy demon? Okay.
Okay, enough with the demon talk.
Snakes are so demonized like ever since they convinced humanity to fall.
Spouting lie.
Just kidding. Man, mystaticradio.com. You can check out the webcam. There is a giant rattlesnake.
Wait, don't touch it, though.
What do you mean, don't touch it? He's got to touch it. He's got to frustrate it and anger it and make it want to rattle and be... Hey, he's taking the lid off. That's no bigs.
There's no lid.
No bigs.
It's okay.
So an albino...
Okay. He's upset. He's visibly upset. Oh, he's mad. That snake is upset at the world.
This is a female.
It's a female.
She wanted to know.
She's upset. She is upset. It's just so creepy.
It's Girls' Day.
Oh.
International Girls' Day. This is her day.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. That's good.
Did it strike?
No.
Mateo does not know if it struck or not, because he's standing on the other side of the room.
Heck yeah. I don't have a death wish today.
Man, my microphone is way too close to this other microphone. Yeah, so there you go. Rattlesnake Institute. How many rattlesnakes do you guys have at the Rattlesnake Museum?
Oh, listen to
okay,
it.
Okay, that's trying to...
We have. Oh, look at it! Oh, man, it's upset!
No, why is it trying to get out? Okay.
So it can kill whatever's trying to get it.
I feel like this is just a terrible idea. So lots of rattlesnakes at the Rattlesnake Museum,
yes.
I'm assuming.
We've got over 30 different species of rattlesnakes at the museum. And a lot of slightly unusual specimens like this albino. A lot to see. We have got a lot of other reptiles and amphibians on exhibit and a huge collection of reptile-related artwork and artifacts.
Wow.
And so, okay, how do you collect these? I mean, did somebody just call and go, hey, man, I found this white snake and it's got a rattle on
it
the end?
It was probably clay.
Are you interested?
Almost that way, but those phone calls come from other zoos. And sometimes universities.
Wow.
They have specimens that have been studied and then need a home. And we provide that home.
Man. That is incredible.
She is kind of cute, isn't she?
Pause.
I will say...
I wouldn't go that far.
I will say she is one of the more beautiful snakes I've ever seen. The coloring is crazy. Like, I've never seen a banana-looking snake.
That is the most vicious banana in the world.
Yeah. Right?
The other day, we learned about this lady that opened her bananas, and all these spiders crawled out.
Can I leave this and get a... Oh, man. Yeah. Yes, that's a good question.
What do you want?
I was going to get a picture of this scary snake that we can put on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll make sure we post a...
upset.
Yeah. So there you go.
Ugh.
Incredible. Clay! We got to talk about, because we've got lots of awesome and little time. I know you're a busy man. You're wearing a tie, which means you're actually going to work.
Yeah, so I can stay here as long as I need to.
We've had a few different comments on Facebook. We had a video posted through the Aspen Project. Obviously, it is a very important week. Less than a week until the 19th, this coming Tuesday, a vote that is happening right now that Aspen Project is very passionate about. Talk about what's going on right now.
You know, it's truly the first step of protecting the unborn overall.
Yeah.
But the real name of this is called the Pain-Capable Child Protection Ordinance. So, and it's kind of important that we realize that... the media as a whole, please go to our Facebook page. Yeah. I posted just a little blurb on this, and they're really downplaying it. Plus, it's a little confusing because we're voting for banning abortion, but it's a little confusing. So when you go to the ballot box, you know, I believe a child is a child immediately at conception, and that's where we stand as an organization. But if you look at a child at 20 weeks, guys, it's fully developed. There's a lot of videos and a lot of things out there. Planned Parenthood has devoted a ton of money to counter what the Christians are doing. So don't stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
We need to get out. And when you go, it's vote for if you are against abortion after 20 weeks.
They made it tricky. Like, I'm reading all this, and it's the Pain-Capable Child Protection Ordinance, and most everybody's calling it the late-term abortion ban. So reading about it, it's very interesting to see, because it can be confusing when you go to the and you had an interesting experience at...
I had a judge that really tried to... And all I did was ask, am I only voting for the abortion ban?
Right.
And I got in trouble for coaching the rest of the room. And the guy identified himself as a judge and threatened to kick me out if I continued to talk about it.
Right. Because the verbiage is very confusing on it.
The verbiage is very, very confusing on it. And when you go to these places, don't wear a Not of This World t-shirt, please. but the truth is that as Christians, we have an obligation to get out of our homes and stand in line and go down and make sure that this is the first step. Yeah. It's going to set precedence for what we can do in the future.
Yeah.
And the reason that the actual name, the pain capable, it's just important because we're not only dealing with Christians. Right. We want non-Christians to go out and vote. And ethically, everybody knows that this is wrong.
Yeah. It's been confounding. You know, every time we talk about it, we were at the Walk for Life, the Born to Run, I should say, and talking to people, and one gentleman in particular, it just stuck out because he said, it's unbelievable that we're out here having to raise awareness for this, because as we talk about it, man, it's just, you see the photos, you see, as a father of three, you know, going through three pregnancies with my wife, understanding at this many weeks, this is what a baby, you know, inside the womb, a baby can hear, a baby has these different things are developing, and for it to be allowed, there are people traveling from all over to New Mexico because it's not this way in other states, and so people are traveling to New Mexico for abortions because we allot for so much here.
It's illegal in other states.
Yeah, yeah.
You make it to a certain point in your pregnancy, and that state has already banned it.
Yeah.
So we're not banning it statewide. We're banning it Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So I'm under the belief that what will happen is they will move to another town, and then we'll have to have another vote as to banning it statewide.
Yeah.
And then that's the first step. We got to protect our children, and we need to protect them from the time of conception to the time that they're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old.
Yeah.
And that's really what we do. But the Christian community has stood strong on this. Don't be afraid to learn the issues and to stand strong in your workplace and when you're out there in the community. But I am going to tell you, the world comes against us pretty strong. They've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pray for these women that have had these abortions, because they lived a lie. They unfortunately believed what the world told them, that it's they can do what they want with their body, but it's not their body.
Yeah.
It's a life. And I've talked to so many women that are suffering just great grief on knowing. And a lot of times it's not at first. You know, a woman has an abortion. She goes about her life. She goes to school. Life is good. And then she finds someone that she loves. They start having children. And then she realizes that she left a child behind. And if they're not Christians, and even if they are Christians, they suffer major depression.
Yeah.
As Christians, to the Christian community that's listening, women, if you've had an abortion, first thing you need to know is that the Lord is mightier than that. And he forgives all sins.
And that's not just for Christians. That's across the board. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. And here's the thing, a lot of times that guilt can suffocate and destroy you because you think you're too far gone and that God couldn't possibly love you, and no one is outside of that love. And so, yeah, Christian or non, it doesn't matter. You know, we have all fallen short of God's glory, and it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter what you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What matters is what you're doing today. And man, it's never too late to turn to Jesus.
And, so. And if you're a woman and you find yourself with an unexpected or an unwanted pregnancy, let me say this though: sin is sin, but different sins come with different consequences.
Yeah, there's still earthy. You're right.
And I'm going to encourage you very, very strongly to seek professional, godly guidance. And if you don't want that child, we will find a place for that child, a loving, awesome home. Yeah. And that includes if you if they're telling you that that child will be born with a birth defect or a mental deficiency, we have families that will still take them.
Right.
And we feel that every life is precious.
Yeah.
So if you are either struggling with post, meaning that you've already had an abortion, or you're considering going down, or you have a friend that is, before you make those steps or before you just live in that depression, call us and we'll get you with good godly counsel. Ladies, you won't have to talk to me. I have a wonderful wife and her group of friends. But you can call me directly and I'll just pass it on to my wife. You don't even have to tell me why it is.
Yeah.
You just ask for my wife's number. And now if you're a guy calling me for my wife's number, forget it.
410-4460 is the phone number. You can find out details at aspenproject.org. We'll post a link at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Less than a week, the big vote coming up Tuesday.
Project Zoe, we have our orientation coming up this weekend.
Right.
We have till today at 5 o'clock to register because space is limited. It's filling up. It may already be filled, but go on Facebook on Project Zoe and register to go to the orientation. If you're ever going to be a volunteer, you're going to have to go through an orientation at some point. And ladies, we need your clothes. We need your high-end, newer-like-new clothing. So, because we're planning on having a huge rush on this, so we'd need your help on that as well.
Incredible. There it is. All right. All the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll post all the links for all of the information. And how fitting. The next song in rotation was Love Alone is Worth the Fight by Switchfoot. Kind of a fitting song to take us into. But all the details, don't forget, it's coming up this next Tuesday. It's so important you get out and vote.
Any questions, call me, 410-4460.
There you go. Thanks, man. Thanks for bringing in the
critters.
Yeah, woo! It's incredible.
Well, you had a pool guy. I figured we better have a snake guy.
Oh, man.
Latest from Switchfoot for you now. Song's called Love Alone is Worth the Fight. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It's the greatest day of your life!
Snakes.
Yeah.
Where did they come from? What is their purpose? Why are they out to get me? We learned so much today.
I think my favorite part was you were coming back in, and KNKT right now, there was a teacher on, on our teaching station.
He said, the serpent was more cunning than the rest of the animals. And I was like, I know it too well, my friend. I know that too well.
If you missed it, we'll post a photo on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we took
a
bunch of photos.
A rare albino rattlesnake from the Rattlesnake Museum.
An albino western diamondback rattlesnake. And then there was a boa constrictor, and I held the boa constrictor.
You did good.
I draped it around my neck and prayed for death. But it didn't come to me, so I know that I'm meant for something greater than this. And when I tried to hold the rattlesnake, saying, hey, it says in that one part that if it bites you and you don't die,
it doesn't say that!
Then you'll get spider powers and be a hero. And it didn't bite me. I didn't hold that rattlesnake. I'm not an idiot. I know you're listening thinking, hey, why'd you hold that rattlesnake, crazy? I didn't hold it.
Yeah,
that's crazy talk.
That dude didn't come out of his...
No, but they did. They
aquarium?
Got the little... It's a terrarium.
Terrarium?
They got the little pole hook thing and messed with it. And the rattlesnake going...
Yeah, that was crazy.
Ugh, creepy. What you don't want... Now, it's all fine and dandy to bring them in here in a cage or in like a Tupperware like the boa constrictor was in. And it could breathe, so don't freak out, animal people. We got a professional rattlesnake man in here. What do you think? He's going to hurt him? I was barely holding it, and he said, hey, you're gripping that thing too tightly. And I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah, I was barely touching it. He's like, your knuckles are turning white. And I wanted to say, that is terrible.
That is called fear.
That's just all the blood leaving my body. So we're not hurting those things. But I'll tell you what.
Oh, man, that was crazy.
I learned a lot about myself, about snakes. It smells funny in here.
It's because of the terrarium.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, and the bucket that the other dude was in.
Also, I have evidence against Mitch for everything because I got a picture of her holding that snake. So anytime she does anything wrong, I'm going to say evidence.
Evidence of what?
That she trusts evil.
Oh. She does look scary.
Look at her. She's creeping
She's
out.
Like in her comfort zone.
She looks like
she fell
out of...
She handles snakes, y'all.
She fell out of Hocus Pocus.
Man.
And I caught the picture.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour... It is Trivia Thursday.
What are we going to give away, Steve-O?
I got a pair of tickets to the Lady Lobos versus Texas.
What?
In the pit.
Yeah. A sports game?
Yeah.
A sports match?
Tuesday Eve.
Tuesday.
November 19th, they're taking on Texas. I even have a parking pass. So that's cool.
Wow. Okay,
know,
so
right?
You get a ticket and a parking pass.
You get a pair of tickets and a parking pass. That'll be coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
That's a pretty legit gift.
Courtesy of the Lobos. I'm excited, man. It is it's basketball season is upon us, and so we'll definitely have some rad tickets. Thanks to those guys. They're super fresh.
Thank you, guys.
Yay, Lobos!
I want to read some jokes that Paul from Houston was texting me during the whole snake debacle.
Okay.
He said, the only thing worse than an albino rattler is a ginger cobra. Agree. Then he said, since the snake is a female, you'll hear the rattle, but you won't know why it's rattling. That's funny. And then he said, it looks like a hipster retelling of Genesis in the studio with Mitch holding that snake. Because he could see over the camera. If you don't know, now you do. We have a video webcam in here.
Yep.
And if you go to mystaticradio.com and you click watch, you can watch the morning show. And you would have seen me freaking out.
Yeah. I will say, you did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Well, the whole time I was thinking, just pretend like it's a great white shark. You would love to see a great white shark.
And I was like keeping my cool, like nah, this is cool. It's gonna be a little boa constrictor type thing or something. So
and then
I figured, and then he walked in with a rattlesnake, and I was like, this is not okay.
This is not.
This
cool.
is not okay.
And
this
left.
Is not okay.
You left me.
Yeah.
You Donald Gennaro'd me.
What?
That's Who? The guy that ran out of the Ford Explorer and ran to the bathroom in Jurassic Park. That's what you did to me. I was the kid.
Man.
I was both of them sitting in the car going, he left us. He left us. He left us. You ran to the bathroom.
It was a rattlesnake.
And you saw what happened.
Oh, man.
The T-Rex ate you.
I know.
So now.
That was terrifying. I really was like, cool, man. I'm going to interview you, and we're going to talk about cool things. And I did not blink that whole time. I was just like, that snake better not leave that terrarium. That snake better not.
It started climbing up.
It started
up
climbing
the thing.
Up. And the lid was like, was on, but not really. So it kept like moving the lid forward. And I'm like, dude, if that thing can shimmy its way out of there, we are all doomed because it's going to start biting fools.
We were just privy to death incarnate.
Yeah.
In here.
That was pretty close.
And we survived. What have you done today?
Yeah. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Man, coming up Trivia Thursday. And as we said, we got those tickets to give away. Now, we got to talk about this.
I just feel icky.
Mark Wahlberg, who we just saw was in the news because it looks like the Wahlberg family is going to be on a reality TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I may actually watch.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
With Mark and Donnie, like his brother.
Really?
New kid on the block, Donnie Wahlberg. Shout out, Donnie.
Mark Wahlberg, you're better than this. Donnie, you were in The Sixth Sense. That's all I got.
He was a new kid, yo!
I know.
Come on. So, yeah, apparently there's talk of a reality TV show. Maybe he just doesn't take himself so seriously because after reading this latest article, I feel like he knows where his station in life, like where he's at, what he's doing. Obviously not taking it so
all
seriously.
Right. This is what happened. Tom Cruise, he said, okay, that him being away from his daughter or kids...
Yeah.
I don't. How many kids is he? I know
he's
has
got
the
a
one.
Daughter.
He has the one.
Oh, but then he's got like I think
he had others
older kids
with
that
Nicole
he adopted
Kidman, right?
With Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So he said for him to be away from his kids was like when a soldier's doing a tour in Afghanistan. Okay, here it is. He said
he
compared the extended time away from his daughter Siri while filming a movie to a soldier's tour in Afghanistan. Oh. Which is very stupid. And we all know it.
Right, right.
So
people say the darnest things.
Mark Wahlberg. He didn't exactly directly reference what Tom Cruise said, but he did say this. He said, for actors to sit there and talk about, oh, I went to SEAL training, I don't give a what you did. You don't do what these guys did. For somebody to sit there and say my job was as difficult as being in the military, how dare you? While you sit in a makeup chair for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then there's more. There's a lot of language.
I was going to say.
Cruise's attorney, he released the following statement.
Because he didn't even direct it at Tom Cruise,
no.
And yet everybody knew exactly. He's directing that at Tom
Cruise. Plus, you look at Mark Wahlberg's arms, and you're like, I better clean this up.
I better address this.
I need to get my people on this. Cruise's attorney released the following statement Wednesday to explain what his client meant. The assertions that Tom Cruise likened making a movie to being at war in Afghanistan is a gross distortion of the record. What Tom said, laughingly, was that sometimes that's what it feels like. As the video shows, he and the lawyer were laughing at his answer, and when asked in the next question if the situations were comparable, Tom said, oh, come on, meaning of course not. Tom is a staunch supporter of our troops and would never say that making a movie was even remotely comparable to fighting in Afghanistan. Well, I hope not, because it's not.
Right, at all. And I think of the proverb that says, even a fool is thought wise when kept silent.
Mm.
And we really should be slower to speak, unless we're doing a morning show, in which case it's our job and we kind of have to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we just got a request from Jason.
Yeah.
He said, Chevelle Red, we just played Chevelle. So we're not going to play that. But he said, or some Mute Math.
Anything
from Mute Math. So we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Let's play. Yeah.
I haven't heard that
in a while. Put it in place of this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, some requested Mute Math. If you'd like to chime in, if you'd like to hang out, if you would like to request a song, you can email us directly to the studio. It's studio@mystaticradio.com or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Mm-hmm. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Dude.
Hey.
My morning just got a little more awesomest.
Tell me about it.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
Director.
Director.
We've been talking about it. We've heard about it. Noah. The new film featuring Russell Crowe. We've been kind of excited, but not, but excited, but
yeah.
Wondering, but excited, but curious.
Right.
Because the story, as you've said, is not based upon scripture.
No.
It's based upon a comic book.
He wrote a comic book. Darren Aronofsky did. He made a comic book. That was based on the story, but he definitely he made some changes.
Right.
The preview looks epic.
We just watched the very first trailer of Noah. It released. We have got to post that to Facebook.
Dude, Russell Crowe.
Jennifer Connelly.
Emma Watson.
Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Oh!
Some other folks.
I gotta say, I was very oh man, hesitantly, nervously excited, and then we just watched the trailer, and now I'm more just excited.
It looks pretty cool.
It looks pretty great. We'll post that to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let us know what you think. They are releasing a film with Russell Crowe called Noah.
Yeesh.
And yeah.
Yeesh.
Obviously, there's some artistic license in it. Like, looking just at the trailer, it was like,
yeah.
Okay, well, that's not scriptural. But it definitely looked much better than I was expecting. So
I'm just going to have to link it from Comic Book Movie.
Totally cool. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, we promised we were going to take care of this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. It is time.
It is the 9 o'clock hour, and it is time for Trivia Thursday.
Wow, the phone line immediately.
It went boom.
Yeah.
Somebody wants those tickets.
Static.
What's up, dude?
Shane!
So I got a totally cool fun fact.
Yes.
All right.
First thing I ever got cast for was to play a Navy SEAL in The Incredible Hulk with Ang Lee directing.
Yeah.
And I got to hang out on set all day with Jennifer Connelly.
Really?
She's an awesome person, dude.
You were in The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, dude, I'm one of the guys in the black pajamas that tranquilizes them in the forest.
What?
Are
Shane?
You kidding me?
How do you withheld?
How do you not know that?
How did? Because you haven't told us.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I was, when this whole, that, okay, so when Ang Lee takes that job, and we start shooting that in the Sequoia National Forest in California, it kind of kicks off this whole Marvel, this whole action hero revival as far as films are concerned. That's actually the beginning if you trace it back.
Yeah. I see. I still take it back even further. Are you ready for this? Blade.
Okay, go.
Blade. I feel like Blade started something awesome.
Yeah, see, and here's the thing.
Blade.
I'm a fan. I like Blade.
And Blade is a Marvel comic character. Not a lot of people knew that.
See, so, okay, but as far as, like, Stan Lee being involved,
Sorry, I'm totally, like, crushing the, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Dude, I had no idea.
And Stan Lee, if you go back to the early interviews with him, he cites the Incredible Hulk as kicking off his guys and getting that whole 10-year run started.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? That movie, I didn't hate that movie.
I didn't hate it either, but it was not what I expected at the time.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So when Edward Norton comes in and becomes involved in the project on the next project,
man,
are you more a fan of that project as opposed to the Ang Lee project?
I am.
I am too.
I love
it. So am I. And I'm in the first one.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, dude, I love you guys. Fun fact, dude. Love you guys.
Love
you guys
too,
have
bro.
A great day.
All right.
And God bless you guys.
Right.
Love you guys.
I love you too. Shane! 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Give us a call because we are going to do Trivia Thursday and we are going to give away something.
Yeah, we got a pair of tickets to see the UNM Lady Lobos take on Texas. It's Tuesday night, November 19th, 7 p.m. at the Pit.
At the Pit.
Got a pair of tickets and you're thinking, oh, the Pit, I'd love to, except it's parking sucks. And don't worry, we also have a Pit West parking pass for you. So, boom!
That's right, ticket and Pit Pass.
Everything taken care of. Just a cool evening to go watch the Lady Lobos take on Texas. It's going down this Tuesday, November 19th.
You know what another word for pit pass is?
What?
Deodorant. Ba-doom. You're welcome, everyone.
505-338-3700. The phone number. If you would like to score this, you just have to answer our wonderful trivia question.
Yeah.
Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's the question?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Teo, are you ready with this trivia question?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, here's the deal. Every Thanksgiving, we like to eat food.
Yep.
Right?
This is true.
Yes.
So I want you, they did a study, and they figured out, where's my paper? I remember what the number was. They figured out.
How much cholesterol?
It's how many calories.
Calories, I mean. Calories, not cholesterol.
The typical person eats at Thanksgiving. Okay?
Okay.
So your question is, how many calories does the typical person eat at Thanksgiving?
Man.
I'm going to give you three guesses because this is kind of a shot in the dark.
Wow, all right, three guesses.
But think about it, and I'll give you a little perspective. What is it, like a big, or a donut? A donut is like 1,000 to 2,000 calories or something.
Oh,
or it's like 1,000
calories.
I was
going to say 3,000.
No.
I thought that was a lot.
Depending on the type of donut you get. Yeah, so I got it right here. This is the full Thanksgiving dinner. Go for it.
4,000 calories.
How many?
4,000.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
I'm going to give you one more guess.
You said you'd give her three guesses.
Okay, two more. I'm going to give you.
He's from Mississippi.
Two more guesses.
Um, 6,000 calories.
That is false. Not it. This is your final guess. This is for the Lady Lobo tickets and the pit pass parking thing. What's your guess?
8,000 calories.
8,000 calories?
Oh, no, friend.
I think it's more. It's probably more like 3,000.
No, that's not it either.
But those are good guesses.
Those
Thanks
are really
for the call.
Good guesses. Thank you for calling.
505-338-3700, the phone number. They did a study, and on average, on Thanksgiving, this is how many calories the American...
Yeah, this is an estimate. And, of course, if you're, you know, a healthy eater, it's not going to be this.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good,
how you doing?
Going good.
I'm going to guess 12,000 calories.
12?
That's quite a bit above it.
Yeah. That's a lot of calories.
That's wrong.
It is not 12,000. Sorry. Mm. Thanks for the call.
Stay
above
it. Yeah. Hey, did you guys get a winner yet?
We did not have a winner yet, no.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Is it like 4,500 or something?
4,500.
That's not it. You guys are getting closer, though.
Yep, getting closer. There you go. Thanks for the call. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Is it 4,300?
No, it's not 4,300.
Oh, thanks.
You need to go up a little bit, listeners.
505-338-3700. It's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
Static.
Is it 45,000?
45,000.
No, but I can assure you, you would probably be dead.
Yeah, that's a lot of calories.
You'd be like
it's a lot.
Rip
it's a
Van
lot.
Winklin for a few
for
hundred years.
Years. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Static.
I'm going to say 5,285 calories.
Did you win for it? Nope.
No, thank you, though.
Oh, shame.
We're getting all close. Right.
Getting closer,
close.
Buddy. That was a good guess there. Static.
Yes, I'm calling for the trivia or for the...
Yeah. All right. Lady Lobo tickets up for grabs.
Right on.
What's your guess?
My guess is 7,000.
7,000 calories.
You know what? You win.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Yeah.
I won.
It's actually 70. It's 7,100.
Right yeah. on.
But this is an estimate. So, and you got
you
the
go.
Closest.
Yeah, 7,100 calories is the exact. So there you go.
That's the
good.
Golly, that is 7,100. That's
yeah.
one person's Thanksgiving meal. Are you gonna eat 7,100 calories at Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She said, easy peasy. I got that.
Easy, man.
Boom.
We're going to shoot for more.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's awesome. What's your name?
Erica Espinosa.
Erica, thanks for playing Trivia Thursday. Will you get a pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos and a parking pass and everything. So enjoy that coming up. Hang on the line, all right?
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Yep. That's how we do.
That's how we do. Nice. Giving away some cool prizes.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Maybe
thanks to the Lobos
we should give something else away before the show's over.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's the 9 o'clock hour. We got more Trivia Thursday coming up.
Oh, yeah.
But first, we got to take a quick peek at the traffic.
It's reloading, everyone. You knew it. You knew it was going to happen. You're so smart.
We kind of need a better computer in this here studio, huh?
I think I just need to be more prepared. I need to just sit over here and every couple minutes just refresh.
We just always assumed the year 2000 was going to bring about great things. We didn't think we would, you know.
In the year 2000.
Which is when this computer was probably made.
Yes. Yeah, we're rocking some Windows 95.
Yeah.
We do have an exit ramp closed, I-25 South at Avenue Cesar Chavez, or Avenida.
Yeah.
Cesar Chavez.
Uh-huh.
And that's exit 223. Also, we have the road construction at Paseo and 25. Be careful around there. Everything else is looking pretty good. You guys keep it 9-3 if you got an airbag. If you don't, 10-2, and always buckle up. Don't text and drive. And if you want to give me money, that's fine.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Again, congratulations to Erica. She scored a pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos. It is Trivia Thursday, woo-hoo! So we have more to give away coming up.
Go.
And Mitch!
I'm here.
Okay, good. I'm turning your mic off.
Oh, messed up.
Get to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We just posted the trailer for Noah. We'll talk about that on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Welcome to
Kendall!
The show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mitch.
Hey, thanks for this note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that
Celeste
from you?
Yeah, it was from me.
I feel like
boom. Boom.
If something is exciting or encouraging or just all around cool in the studio, I give credit to Steve-O first, Celeste second, myself third, even if I can't remember doing it. Fourth, Dan. Fifth, Steve Ryman.
Yeah. Peter Benson.
Sixth, Peter Benson.
Anastasia.
Seventh, Paul from the other building.
Oh, yeah.
Eighth, Nance, my great friend Nance.
Yep.
Tons of people. 27th, Mitch. So I'm pretty surprised that this is for me.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I would have guessed 26 other people, including myself, before I guessed you.
There was...
including Santa Claus.
We got here this morning. There was a great note that just said, be awesome. And I was like, fine, I will.
And I looked at it and I was
feel like we did a good job.
Do that every day.
Thank you for the encouragement. That was great.
Yeah,
you're
thank
awesome.
You,
so, yeah, it Lord is Thursday morning. Now. We got some more Trivia Thursday coming up.
Trivia Thursday.
In just a few. Want to remind you guys, we just posted the very first trailer for
snap.
Noah.
There it
Noah.
Is.
Darren Aronofsky. No comments yet. I'm surprised.
I'm double checking.
Oh, okay.
I'm a discount double check that.
Yeah, it is.
Two people like it.
Gosh,
oh, that's from, Zach Halpino.
From this trailer,
this is,
I'm
I
very excited.
I got chills three times.
Yeah, I was and like, dude.
Look, this is Teddy's cousin. Shout out,
hey,
Zach.
Hey, what?
Hey, I just want to say that Emma Watson is in this movie.
Yeah.
Emma Watson.
What else was she in, Mitch?
She was in The Bling Ring.
Ah, yes. She was in the End of the World movie.
No,
oh,
she
yeah.
wasn't.
This
she
is
was,
The End?
This
oh,
is
she
the
was
end.
In This is the End. She was yeah. in Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Right.
I feel that's like there's something in. Else.
Oh, what else has she been in?
Was it?
Has she been in like cartoons? Like, was
wait,
she just a voice?
It was Narnia.
Narnia!
Was
Narnia.
Boom! No.
Nailed it.
Oh,
nailed
no?
it.
No, it was Lord of the Rings.
I always get those confused.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me too.
Similar projects.
It's such a shame that the Lord of the Rings movies borrowed so much from the Harry Potter books.
That's what I think every single time. I'm like, come on, Aragog, Aragorn, whatever.
What the freak?
Yeah, guys, I hate to break it to you.
Yeah?
It's like,
Lord
Tolkien.
Of the Rings came out just a touch before Harry Potter.
The
did.
Movies did?
Yeah, just
are
a
you
touch.
Sure?
Just a touch.
Okay, probably a couple years.
No. The movies. Wait, what? Now I'm going to lie down.
Yeah, no,
I'm
the movies came out. No. The movies came out after Harry Potter. So they stole from Harry Potter.
Gosh. What are you talking?
How could you do that?
What are you talking? I've got to lie down, you guys. You're killing me.
Okay, anyway, we're going to do another Trivia Thursday.
There we are. It is time.
Trivia Thursday.
Up for grabs, we got another pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos Tuesday, November 19th. That's my son's first birthday.
Oh, bros? My gosh, he's going to be one.
Yeah, and he's so smart. He's just so wonderful. I got a text this morning letting me know, hey, it's time to lower the crib mattress. Because he launched himself out of his crib this morning because he was ready to go.
Brody. I'm so proud of him.
Yep. Good old smart one-year-old.
Well, he'll be walking
sweet
any day
Brodes.
Now.
Sweet Brodes.
So, yeah, launched himself out of his crib. Immediately regretted that decision.
All yeah. Right,
that's so, what I heard. So
somebody call in. We're going to give you a great prize.
505-338-3700. It's Trivia Thursday. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos and a parking pass for you. So
what?
Static.
What's up, fellas?
What?
Marnin.
Marnin.
Hey, Marnin.
It is Trivia Thursday. Are you ready to play our game?
Yeah, why not?
All right, why not? Let's
all
do
right,
this.
Here it is. Studies show and estimates say that there are between 25 million and 30 million of these sold in the United States every year.
Oh, wow.
Pens.
CDs.
Mitch, let him guess.
Oh.
Why are you yelling at only me? He guessed.
Steve-O is my friend.
Take it back.
Bottled waters.
No. What do you think?
I'm going to go Monsters. Energy drinks. Let's go ahead.
Energy drinks? Energy. Man, that's a good guess, but that is not it.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Oh,
hey. 505-338-3700.
How many?
Between 25 million and 30 million of these are sold in the United States of A every year. USA Day.
T-shirts.
I will say this. It is an annual thing.
Boxers.
Literally.
For Boxing
the thing
Day?
Is every year you get it.
Yeah.
Get every single year.
Static.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, why'd you hang up on me, man? I wanted to request a song.
No, we're doing Trivia Thursday, and you got it wrong.
Pumpkin Pie.
I'm
pumpkin
just kidding.
Pie.
Nah, it's not Pumpkin Pie. What's your song request?
Yeah, did you hang up on me again?
No!
What's your song request? Phone lines are jammed. It's Trivia Thursday.
I know. My bad. Car radio.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. I want to say bye.
Bye.
I got to say bye,
bye
now.
Bye.
Because I get nervous.
That... Bye.
Static!
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I say pants.
Pants.
It's an annual thing. Pants.
Hey, where are you from, friend?
Nope.
Oh, good. Now he's hung
from,
up on
he's
you.
He's from away from me.
Do unto others as they would have.
Yeah, for real. Karma, right?
I gotta lie down.
Karma's real.
Static.
What was the hint again?
Okay, between 25 million and 30 million of these are sold in the United States of America every year.
America.
Annual.
Oh, flags.
Annual.
Flags. Is it flags?
Flag.
For Flag Day.
Ooh. Can I go with pajamas?
That's not it,
friend.
Good Lord, man. Okay.
He is good now. He'll bless you if you ask him now.
Static.
Can I guess lottery tickets?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's not it, but I bet that's close.
No, there's no way, because when it climbs up to the, like, hundreds of millions of dollars...
People be going crazy.
Well, I know, and that if it's a dollar a ticket or something like that, right?
People are dropping like 2K.
That's 400 million tickets that are sold.
That's true.
Just saying. Static.
Melissa Lowe.
Hey,
Christmas trees.
Oh, man.
If I'm high, I ain't going to this thing, so you might as well give them to the next person that's
Guess
wrong.
What?
What?
You're right.
Oh!
Yeah!
That's right, people. 25 million to 30 million Christmas trees are sold in the United States of America every year.
That's crazy.
All right. Yeah, give them to the next caller.
Hey, man.
Let's just see how long it takes till someone actually calls
We
in.
Appreciate you doing that. You want a song?
Boy.
You got a song request?
Southtown.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
Later, man. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you now.
Next caller.
Pull boy. There's no next. Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Here it is.
Static.
Hi. Did someone win the trivia question?
Somebody answer the trivia question correctly.
What's your answer?
My answer to the trivia question of the annual thing?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, Christmas trees.
Boom.
You win. It's yours.
You win.
The best part is you had already won.
Yeah.
And didn't even know it. It's like this realization because, see, you just did the like gospel message right here because
you, did it.
You had already been predestined by Pool Boy, and yet you still, in your own
play the
right,
Jesus
played
music.
It.
And Where then, is it?
Okay, I'm confused again. I got to go read that book.
We're
you
really
win.
Good. We confuse ourselves a lot. Are you confused?
Right.
I'm confused.
Good. There we did go. Our job then.
Awesome.
Job well done.
All right. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, thank you so much for calling and playing our trivia game. You want a pair of tickets to see the Lady Lobos this Tuesday night at the Pit.
All right.
Hang on the line. Thank you so much.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. It's amazing.
That's all you got to do is that's when it. Somebody else wins, then you just call in right after them.
So
like,
the
that's
thing
how
is,
it works.
It's still Trivia Thursday. What do I have to give away? Did you guys give away everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gosh.
That's right.
I'll find something.
Yeah, we got plenty of CDs. We got lots of stuff to give away. It is Trivia Thursday.
Yeah. Mitch told me she was going to give away these like cards where she'll do your laundry for a year if you call in.
That's
going to
be
exciting.
You're going to be doing mine because
that's
my
great.
Washer broke.
That's
so
great.
We thought it was a sock. I had to tear the whole thing apart, and sure enough, found a little baby sock, and it was like, oh, that's what it was. It was
baby
clogged.
Sock.
Just kidding. It burned out the motor, so now I have to replace the motor.
That stinks.
No bigs.
Anyway.
Did I mention I dropped and broke my iPhone last night?
It's been a good day.
It's been a good week. Expensive day. But that's okay. God is still good, man.
Truth.
Hey, on the way, more of us, but first, some POD. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now. Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
What are you doing to me?
Good morrow.
Good morrow, sir.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hello. We would like to welcome our friend Mitch Michelle.
Adele.
Her middle name's really Adele.
Barnum.
It works out perfectly.
Barnum.
She sounds like a British person.
Barnum. Oh, because of Adele?
You know that this next season's already going on in the UK. I've been reading up on all kinds of stuff to spoil
Stop
it for
it.
You.
Stop
Since
it.
You did that to me for the third
Don't you
games,
dare.
This is the
Stop
moment.
It. No!
So here's the deal.
No! You ain't... No!
I'm just kidding.
I will straight up quit and
I'm
I will
kidding.
Never come back.
Hey,
oh, okay.
I'm not
well,
evil
in that
like
case,
you.
See, everyone, the one dude.
Sir Arnold Lofsky.
He comes back.
And the other girl is dead now. The
girl is dead.
She's not dead.
Both of them are dead.
She is actually
a
man.
The BBC struck a deal with AMC, and Matthew's back, but he's a zombie.
Walking Dead.
It's the Walking Dead. Down to
it makes,
the Abbey.
It makes
it's
sense.
Totally, totally real.
Walking
they
Downton.
They even sound like the same theme
it's
song.
Walking
Listen.
Downton.
All right, so you got Walking Dead.
Oh!
You're welcome.
It's a masterpiece.
You're welcome. One's a little creepier than the other one.
Snakes.
I'm just saying.
There were snakes in that.
That was
Noah
really
trailer.
Good. What you just did was really good.
Just saying.
You're doing good.
Live,
man.
Yo.
Live,
wicca,
yo.
Wicca, wicca, wicca.
Nope. And it's over.
Hey.
Yeah.
Walking Dead meets Downton Abbey.
Oh,
Walking
that'd be
Downton.
Horribly boring.
It'd be the Walking Downton.
Oh.
And people would just be walking around going, you'd see a zombie go, and then,
and then
like,
everybody,
what's wrong with him?
Walking, and then everybody else who know, doesn't darling. Watch the show would think it's Walking Downtown.
Last night,
what
we're,
is the drama? What's the drama on Down
there? There is so much going on.
Like, what's happening?
I can't
like,
even explain it to
it
you.
Is like, oh no, my latest Marcia. Castle purchase has fallen
no!
through.
No!
Static!
Bad things.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You're loud. Hey, morning. You guys just hearing a bunch of on hold music.
Hey, Fran, we're losing you.
You've been taken.
The signal, it disappeared.
You've been taken.
Gone.
We did not hang up on you.
No.
Your phone gave out.
Phone
Who
gave
was
out.
That?
Phone gave out.
I have no idea.
Okay.
You know what's sad?
We'll say it.
This show happens so quickly.
It does. That's when it's
fun. 9:50.
You know what I learned today? I learned that I can face my fear of snakes, but I can never quite overcome it.
Yeah.
Much as every day I walk in here with chagrin thinking about how I can face Mitch every day. But for some reason, she can't be beaten.
Nope.
I will always,
win.
Be
always
here.
You always win.
I will know, never give up.
It
never
reminds
surrender.
Me of the part in Sleeping Beauty when Maleficent.
You are not comparing me to Maleficent.
Yes,
no.
I am. She puts a curse on the
Stop
castle,
it.
And the vines and stuff and the thorns all grow up.
Uh-huh.
And every time I look at Mitch's hair, that's exactly what
What's
I think
wrong
of.
With it right now?
It looks wonderful.
You are giving her a complex. It looks great. It
Wait,
looks great.
Are you saying I might be overcoming her mentally? Emotionally.
He does.
Man, those
every
snakes
so often.
Did something to you today, man.
I think
they did.
I think they spoke to me in parcel tongue and now I'm evil.
Yeah, dude. Today was an interesting day. Thanks to Clay Schroff for coming in and Bob from the Rattlesnake Museum who brought an albino diamondback rattlesnake. That thing was crazy. So that was cool.
Really good at that.
If you missed any part of the show, you can podcast it where you can hear said rattlesnake. It was pretty intense. So get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted the first trailer for Darren Aronofsky's Noah.
Hey, also, go check out the Facebooks for Aspen Project and Project Zoe. They have important information. Project Zoe is doing a huge orientation soon, and they need your help. Also, Aspen Project's going to give you more info on the big vote coming up.
Ooh.
Mitch, what's coming up next on Middays with Mitch?
So much.
That's a great summation. Thank you, Mitch. As eloquent and refined as ever.
Oh, man.
As in, I'm not sure yet, but hang out with
so
me.
So much.
No, 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 no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I walk in, and the first thing that I even hear upon walking in the building is you screaming my name to get in here and see a bunch of crazy
snakes.
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah. Truth.
Yeah. So that basically kicked off my day. So it's going to be a very interesting
You know what I'm
show
excited
today.
About?
Yeah.
Going to see Reliant K.
Yeah.
Stoked about
going
it.
Going to hang out with Hoops today. You know, when are they getting in town?
I'm going to find out.
Okay, good. Gonna go hang out with those guys.
It is still Trivia Thursday, and
it
I
is.
Will find stuff to give away.
All right, very cool. That's on the way for Middays with Mitch. Go to mystaticradio.com/mornings. Download the podcast. We'll see you guys again mañana.
Woo!
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.